You are on Radio Tacoma's Climate 360.
And I'm your host, John Doherty, where we take a 360-degree look at climate here and around the world in 360 seconds or less. So let's get right to it. These are truly times that try our souls. The elections this year have consequences beyond any other I can think of in at least the last 70 years. So much is at stake, but the future of Earth's climate is the most momentous, and directly related to that is the future of democracy here and to a significant extent around the world. Here's a truism. In one way or the other, the super wealthy around the world rely on fossil fuels to maintain and increase their wealth. That's why they nearly universally oppose steps to mitigate climate change by reducing fossil fuel emissions, and why they continue to fund and increase fossil fuel production. Both of these approaches are favored by autocrats, who for the most part also owe their wealth and power to fossil fuels. Democracy is the bulwark against the predations of the fossil fuel cabal. That's why mitigating climate change and preserving and strengthening democracy go hand in hand, and why this election is so critically important to both. While not nearly aggressively enough, we are working politically at shifting our economy, our energy system, away from fossil fuels. Haltingly and baby steps, to be sure, but the only reason, and I repeat, the only reason we are able to do this is because most people in our country want to see the government take steps to keep industry from polluting our air and water, and historically, us being the leading source of climate-changing emissions in the world. I just did a trip overseas, purchasing carbon offsets, by the way, to account for the emissions of my trip, and in conversations with ordinary people, it became so clear to me how much the rest of the world looks to us for leadership. And right now, democratic countries are shaking in their boots at the prospect of us being taken over by the self-serving super rich who could care less about the future of the climate.
What are we reading?
I often read the Irish Times, and here's something I read recently. The article was headlined, "A Second Donald Trump Presidency Would Undermine Global Efforts to Curb Climate Change." The article went on to say, and I'm quoting here, "In his previous administration, Trump's utter disdain for environmental concerns and his outright dismissal of the problem of human-made climate change could not have been clearer. We can expect the same behavior if he is elected a second time, which is to say we will almost certainly witness once again the appointment of Trump loyalists and industry advocates with little expertise or interest in the environment to key positions in organizations such as the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. This would be accompanied by wholesale sidelining of experts in those organizations," end of quotes. Here are some of the initiatives reported by Reuters that would likely be axed if Trump is reelected. Eliminate EPA rules designed to push automakers to transition more quickly to battery-powered vehicles. Scrap climate mitigation tax breaks in the Inflation Reduction Act. Restart liquefied natural gas exports as a gift to the gas industry. Eliminate an EPA rule that fines the gas industry for methane they release into the atmosphere. And oh, by the way, just noting that here, there are short-term methane is far worse in greenhouse effect than CO2. Expand oil and gas drilling auctions. Sell off more federal land to states who want to boost mineral oil and gas extraction, and once again pull the United States out of the Paris Agreement. What can we do other than wring hands and hope? And full disclosure, I do my own fair share of hand-wringing. But hand-wringing never changed anything. One of the activities that's accessible to pretty much everyone is engaging in get-out-the-vote projects. The math is simple. The more people vote, the stronger our democracy is, and the more likely that our country is going to undertake meaningful climate change mitigation efforts. You can do an internet search on Environmental Voter Project or Progressive Turnout Project, to name a couple. Both are honest organizations with a verifiable track record of success in getting out the vote. A feature of our strange political system is that just a few thousand votes in a few states will determine who the next president is. Only about 10% of potential voters are persuadable. Organizations like the Environmental Voter Project and Progressive Turnout Project know how to target the right people, and you can be a part of that effort. All that's required is your time and determination. There are local outreach programs too. Drop me a note at John, that's J-O-H-N, at ccltacoma.org, and I can connect you with a local turnout project. Here are the current Las Vegas betting odds. Trump, 46%. Biden, 35%.
Quote for today.
This from Seattle writer and artist Mary Ann Radmacher. Quote, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. And that's your Climate 360.